إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، Indeed, all praise is for Allah. We praise Him, repent to Him, and seek His forgiveness and help. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and our wicked deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, and He has no partner. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is His servant and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah send peace and blessings upon him, his family, and his companions until the day of judgment. This is the first class, insha'Allah ta'ala, الدرس الأول من شرح الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة شيخ الإسلام عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله تعالى. In this first class we began, walhamdulillah, هذه الدروس المنزلية, these classes at the house, the family members, inshallah. We're going to have them from Monday through Thursday, inshallah ta'ala, in the morning. And we're going to read from the book, the explanation of the important lessons for every Muslim by our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah. Indeed, Allah Almighty has protected this religion and raised its status among the nations, sending to the world the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and with him the final and most complete religion. As Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 3, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. So Islam, my little ones, my dear sons and daughters, Islam is a religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for His servants. This is very important to know. Islam is the religion of Allah. Allah is pleased with Islam for His servants. This is not a religion that some people came with, or some tribe, or some country. This religion came from Allah, the Almighty, who created the heavens and the earth and all that would be between, create the angels and mankind, the human being, create the mountains and the animals and the birds and the fish and all that, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the variety of food we eat. So Allah, the Almighty, has sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Islam as the final message. Because before our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent many other prophets and messengers. Allah sent many other prophets and messengers. And all of those prophets and messengers, their message was one, that all the people should worship Allah alone and thank Allah and praise Him for His many bounties and favors that He bestowed upon His servants. So this is very important for you to know, and for all of us, that Islam is the last message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to His servants through our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah the Almighty has made the scholars inheritors of the prophets, because the prophets, they die. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, he conveyed the message of Islam, alhamdulillah. He received the first revelation at the age of 40, when he was 40 years old, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to him. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam with the Quran, with the revelation to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first thing that Jibreel taught the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Iqra. Iqra. The first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq. Inshallah ta'ala, in another class we may have, inshallah, the class of Sirah, we will talk in details about how the Prophet ﷺ received the revelation from Allah and the Quran and the like, inshaAllah ta'ala. But since our Prophet ﷺ died when he was 63 years old, and that was a long time ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, preserve this religion and make it to spread and to continue to spread by the scholars. Scholars, they learn from the Sahaba, because the first scholars of Islam are the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the first scholars of Islam. And they learn from the best teacher, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we respect the Sahaba, the companions. We love them, and we talk good about them, and we respect them, and we always say radiyallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them, because of the sacrifice they made in learning the religion of Islam from the best of mankind, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they apply it in themselves, seeking the pleasure of Allah. They want the Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus. May Allah make us with them, ameen, in the Jannah. But we have to learn and to understand correctly based on their understanding, the understanding of the companions. Not the understanding of certain people who go against the companions. There are certain groups, deviant groups, that they don't follow the understanding of the companions. That's why they do a lot of bad things. Okay? But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who follow the understanding of as-salaf as-salih, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And then the companions, they have students. They learn from them. And those students, they became scholars. And they taught their students. After the death of those students become scholars. Until this time, alhamdulillah, there is always scholars who they teaching the correct Islam. They teaching the correct Islam. The Islam that Allah sent to His servants, to mankind. The Islam that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed. All of it. Islam that is taken from its proper sources. The Quran and the Sunnah. This is the revelation. The Quran and the Sunnah is the revelation, al-Wahi. So Allah Almighty has made the scholars inheritors of the prophets. They explain to the people their religious duties. And they enlighten them. So that their worship of Allah Almighty is based on knowledge and insights. See, that's the importance of the ulama. The ulama, it means scholars. The importance of the ulama, the scholars of this religion, because their job is to explain to the people their religious duties, and they enlighten them, so that the people worship Allah Almighty based on knowledge and insights. That's why we were asked also by Allah to ask the people of knowledge if we don't know. Because those ulama, these scholars, at one time they didn't know themselves when they were very young. They didn't know. But how they become scholars? Of course, tawfiq is from Allah. Remember this. It's not because somebody wake up one day and says, I want to be a scholar, and then he is a scholar. Doesn't work like that. Tawfiq, success, is from Allah. He's the one who grants success. May Allah grant us success, May Allah make you from the scholars. My little sons and daughters. But that scholar was very studious, and they learned, they spent a lot of time learning. It's like you little kids, you may be good at playing this game or this outside or running. How you be good at it? Ahsant, Abdullah. Practice. How much time you practice? A lot. You don't want it until you be good. So likewise, if somebody wants to learn Quran, how does he do it, Abdullah? Practice a lot. Ahsant, barakallah. That's the right answer. But with sincerity also, you have to have ikhlas, sincerity in your heart. And also was making dua, okay? Asking Allah to open your heart to the knowledge of Islam, Quran and the Sunnah, upon the understanding of a Salaf al-Salih, okay? Salaf al-Salih is the companions first of the Prophet ﷺ, and whoever followed him upon that good. So that's the what the scholars they do, alhamdulillah. The scholars, whatever they learn from their teachers, and then Allah make them scholars, because of them they learned, then they began to teach the people as well. One such scholar whom the Muslims recently lost, well, we say recently, but it's like 12 years ago. 12 years ago, or 13, maybe 12 and some months, that the Muslims lost because he died, rahimahullah, is the noble Shaykh and Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz. That's his name, Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah ibn Baz. But usually you may hear bin Baz or Sheikh bin Baz. That's him, Abdul Aziz, his name. Bin Abdullah ibn Baz, rahimahullah. He was a great scholar of this time, along with Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah, Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahumullah, and others. And they all died in 1 year. There's 1 year between them. And Sheikh Muqbil of Yemen, rahimahullah. Okay? And since we mentioned Yemen, I just want to remind you to continue to make dua for our brothers and our sisters in Damaj and in Saada in general, because for 3 months now, and more than 3 months, or almost 4 months now, they still fight in the Rafida, the Shia, the Houthis. May Allah destroy the Shia, ameen, and grant victory to Ahlus Sunnah, and may Allah grant victory to our brothers and our sisters. Because the Rafida, they are bad people. They don't practice the correct Islam. Okay? Remind you to make dua, inshaAllah. So Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, spent his life in knowledge and in teaching Islam and in passing scholarly judgments and rulings. But over and above his knowledge, he was a man who was righteous and pious. He sought little from this world, and his manners were truly noble. He has very good manners, Sheikh bin Baz. They mention a lot about him, how he helped many people, the poor families, the needy. SubhanAllah. He used to feed people everywhere, and also in Hajj. A lot of people used to make Hajj with him, and they eat with him, and he used to give people gifts. If the people going through hardship, this noble Shaykh, rahimahullah, he used to help them to the best of his abilities, rahimahullah. And from the many works in which the Shaykh served the different branches of Islamic knowledge, Aqidah, Creed, Fiqh, Hadith, Da'wah, and so on, is this very important work. Important lessons for every Muslim. Of course, Sheikh bin Baz was teaching, alhamdulillah, his entire life. And he has left a lot of books for us, for the Muslims. Books that contain a lot of benefits in all fields, in Quran, explanation of Quran, books that teach you about Allah, His beautiful names and attributes, books that teach you about the pillars of Islam, the pillars of Iman, books of Hadith, Sunnah, books of Fiqh, meaning to teach you how you make wudu, make ghusl, tayammum, mash, al khufain, how to pray, how to pay the zakat, how to fast correctly, how to perform hajj and umrah correctly, and many, many other books, and books of manners. As in here, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go through many chapters here in this book, inshallah, where the Shaykh talks about these things, rahimahullah ta'ala. So this is one of his very important work. This book that is called Important Lessons for Every Muslim. Important Lessons for Every Muslim. A book that is much needed at the present time, because so many Muslims lack a grasp on the fundamentals of the religion in terms of belief, worship, and manners. And the Shaykh, he was seeking the reward from Allah by benefiting others, by teaching others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the highest level in Jannah. Ameen. So, as you know, in our days, in our times, a lot of Muslims, they are not practicing Islam correctly. They are not. The only way for people to practice Islam correctly is by learning what is the correct Islam. Okay? Awladi, banat, huh? The only way people will practice the correct Islam if they learn Islam correctly, the correct way. Because you know, some Muslims, they just Muslims by affiliation. They were born in a Muslim country and they think that's enough for them to be Muslims. Some of them don't pray, don't do anything. They don't have good manners, but rather they have bad manners. They cheat, they lie, they fight others, they steal. Some of them do even bad things. Some even worship others than Allah. They go to the graves and ask them for this and for that, to help them, to protect them, to provide for them sustenance. No. These people, they don't understand what Islam is. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, this is another scholar, great scholar, he's still alive. May Allah protect him, ameen, and grant him a longer life upon obedience. And may Allah increase him in knowledge and allow us to continue to benefit from his work and the work of his brothers amongst the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says that it's not enough for a person to be Muslim by affiliation, meaning a person is a Muslim just because he was born in a Muslim country or born in a Muslim family and they give them a Muslim name. But rather, if a person wants to be a good Muslim, they have to learn Islam. They have to study Islam. And they have to have a good intention as well. Studying for what? To apply, to practice. Not for other reasons. to practice so that they can be good servants of Allah. And so that knowledge will enable them to correct their mistakes, because we're human, we make mistakes. We're not perfect. Every one of us has his own problems and shortcomings and deficiencies. But with sound knowledge, you correct your mistakes. But if you don't have sound knowledge, you will continue to make the same mistake. So Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he said, a person should learn his religion. From its proper sources, from the Book of Allah and the sound Sunnah of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also a person should have the understanding of the ayats and the ahadith, the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, following the understanding of the companions and at-tabi'een and atba' at-tabi'een. Because the Prophet ﷺ has praised three generations. قَالَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ once he said, the best of the people is my generation, the companions. They the best. Nobody is better than them. And then those who follow them, and those who follow them. These are the best. We follow their examples. And you know, the Prophet ﷺ doesn't speak out of his desires. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ, giving us this very, very, very important advice, that is not enough for a person to be good Muslim just because they have a Muslim name, or just because they were born in a Muslim country, or because their parents are Muslims, or one of them, and they grow up in a Muslim family. La. That's good, alhamdulillah, but until they learn the correct Islam from its proper sources, and try their best, because learning is not always easy. There are certain things, you learn it easy, mashallah. Right, Idris? Certain things is very easy to learn, right? While other things, it's very difficult to learn. You try and try, right, Abdullah? You try and you don't get it right. What do? You give up? What happens if you give up? You will never learn. Now, you try again. But then you say to yourself, maybe I didn't pay attention more this time. And you look at the mistakes and try to correct them. And make dua. Likewise in Islam. Sometimes you want to memorize a surah. Allahu Akbar, it's easy. As you're reading, you're memorizing. But some other days, you try to memorize and you're like, subhanallah, I read it 10 times, 20 times. Don't give up. And especially for Quran. Remember, whenever you recite a surah, you get reward by Allah. Good deeds. At least 10 good deeds. At least 10 good deeds for every letter. Not surah. For every letter. One of our scholars, his name is Sheikh Ali At-Tuwajri, Hafidahullah, in one of the talks he gave us, actually it was when I was my visit in New York, It was a telelink. It was my visit in the Bronx. Alhamdulillah. We have a telelink with the Sheikh Dr. Ali Ibn Ghazi At-Tuwayjiri. It was a very nice talk, inshaAllah ta'ala, on the Quran and the importance of Quran and memorizing the Quran, understanding the Quran, acting upon the Quran. Allahu Akbar. That was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful talk. Jazahullahu khayran. And he says that, subhanAllah, when you recite the Quran and you try to memorize, continue to recite, because whenever you read a letter, one letter, you get at least good deeds from Allah. Some people, they get 700. Some, they get more than that from Allah. And he mentioned that the ulama, they says that there is 113 letters in Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha. So if a person recites Surah Al-Fatiha once, he will get at least 1,130 good deeds. SubhanAllah. That's a lot of good. How long it take you to recite Al-Fatiha, Idris? Not even a minute, right? Not even a minute. Right, Abdullah? Not even a minute. And you get over 1,000 good deeds. That's why it's very good to recite Al-Fatiha. He said, Ibn Kathir, one of the great scholars of Islam, his name Ibn Kathir, he mentioned that in Surah Al-Baqarah, there is 25,000 letters. And if a person recited once, Surah Al-Baqarah once, he will get at least 250,000 good deeds. A quarter of a million of good deeds. Can you imagine if somebody have money, rich, and tell the people, whoever recite Al-Baqarah once, I give them a quarter of a million? Everybody be reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. But can money get you to the Jannah? Can money alone get you to Jannah? No. Can somebody who has millions buy a place and a house in the Jannah?
No.
No, can't. Good deeds get you to the Jannah, doing good things. So remember, next time when you recite the Quran, you don't be sad, oh, I'm going to recite Quran again. No, recite it because the Quran lead you to the Jannah. Do you want to go to the Jannah? Idris. Naam, ya Habibi. Then Quran. Jazakum Allah khair. And I've seen you reading the Quran and this, even while you're playing. By the way, Idris is 5 years old and Abdullah is 7. Hafidahum Allah. Wa hafidah abna al-Muslimin. So continue to do that. To recite more Quran. Jazakum Allah khair. Wa hafidahum Allah. Anyway, ya awlad. It's very important for us to learn, okay? And learning comes step by step. Take it easy. If you don't understand something today, inshallah you ask. We have the ulama with us, alhamdulillah. It's only one phone call. We're here in America, alhamdulillah, one phone call. And the sheikh, he answered his phone and we asked them the questions, inshallah. So don't get frustrated if you don't learn something the right way. You don't know what it is. But if it's difficult for you, don't get frustrated. Take it easy, alhamdulillah. Say to yourself, MashaAllah, there are certain things that I can learn. Certain things may take me a little bit more time. Just like when you want to go from here, huh? To that tree over there. It take you maybe 3 seconds. But if you want to walk from here to the masjid, it take you 20 minutes. or more walking. So you just be patient and try your best, okay? And if you have a good intention, Allah will teach you, inshallah. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he give us some advices first before we read the first chapter. He says, number one, Islam is the religion that Allah Almighty created people upon. It is the religion that the prophets and messengers called to. Every prophet invited his people to become Muslims. As Allah Almighty said in his magnificent book regarding the father of prophets and the Khalil of the Most Merciful, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the verses 130, 131 and 132. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهِ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. And who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim, Islamic monotheism, except him who fools himself? Truly, we choose him in this world, and verily, in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, submit, i.e. be Muslim, he said, I have submitted myself as a Muslim to the Lord of all that exists. And this submission to Allah Almighty, which is Islam, was enjoyed by Ibrahim upon his sons, and Ya'qub, and also by Ya'qub, saying, O my sons, Allah Almighty has chosen for you the true religion, then die not except as Muslims. So, Islam is the religion of all prophets, and is for all the people. Number two, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, at the time when Allah Almighty sent his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with this great religion, the Jews and the Christians were in a state of ignorance and misguidance after having distorted and corrupted the Torah and the Injil. So therefore, as our scholars, they tell us that the books now, the Bible and that and the Gospel, they are not the same books that Allah revealed to the prophets, like Isa alayhi salam and Musa. Because the Jews and the Christians, they change a lot. It's not like our Quran. The Quran Allah protected. Nobody changed the Quran. And nobody can. Because Allah protected. So the same Quran we read now is the same Quran that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not even one letter is added to it or taken away from it. But the books that Allah sent to Musa and to Isa alayhi salam, the people after them, they change a lot. They add stuff, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, which is a bad thing. فَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ for Islam and for Allah guiding us to Islam. So the Jews and the Christians, their desires led them to join the ranks of the disbelieving Quraysh. And they too attacked Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his mission, especially Yahud, the Jews. Even though they knew with certainty from their own scriptures, meaning books, that they were supposed to believe in and follow the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 146, الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون. If I give you the ayats, you may just want to write the numbers. And later on, inshallah, leave a space and later on write it from the Noble Quran, inshallah. Those to whom we gave the scripture recognize him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they recognize their sons. But verily, a party of them conceal the truth while they know it. See, they know he is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they don't want to say it. A'udhu billah. Number three, as soon as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam established himself in Al-Madinah, he sent messengers to the kings of the earth at that time, inviting them to the religion of Allah Almighty, to remove them from the shadows of darkness to the light. When Rustam, the leader of Faris Persia, asked one such messenger, Rabi' ibn Amir, may Allah be pleased with him, what are you people? Rabi' answered in a few words, we are a people whom Allah has sent to take whom He Allah wishes from people away from the worship of creatures to the worship of Allah alone. And from the narrowness of this world to the spaciousness and comfort of this world and the hereafter. And from the injustice of religions to justness of Islam. Because people, they were doing a lot of bad things, but Islam called to that which is good, alhamdulillah, to justice. Number four, this final message came to put matters in their rightful place and to direct people in the right direction, singling out Allah, believing in His prophets and messengers, having faith in them, and inviting to their message of singling out Allah and submitting oneself entirely to Him. You guys are tired a little bit? We're almost finished, maybe a couple minutes, inshallah, okay? Tayyib, we continue? Jazakum Allah khair. Number five, the merits of the religion of Islam are many and cannot be counted. It is the religion of Allah Almighty, who knows all things. His is the complete wisdom and irrefutable proofs. He is the all-wise, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the all-wise, the all-knowing. In all that He willed and decreed, and in all that He legislated for His creatures. Therefore, there is no matter that is good except that our Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invited this nation to it. And there is no evil thing except that He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has warned us against it. In his Sahih, Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, recorded that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhuma, narrated from the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ أَن يَدُلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَى خَيْرِ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ وَيُنذِرَهُمْ شَرَّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. Allah never sent a prophet except that it was his duty to guide his nation to what he knew was good for them and to warn them against what he knew was evil for them. Tayyib. And in Musnad Imam Ahmad has a book of hadith. It's called Musnad, with an authentic chain of narration. It is recorded that Abu Huraira may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِدْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ صَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I have been sent only to complete good manners. Al-Hafidh al-Khara'it recorded it with a good, jayyid chain, but with the wording, إِنَّمَا بُعِدْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I have been sent only to complete the most noble of manners. By the way, alhamdulillah, this class is recorded. Maybe inshallah later on you can listen to it, okay? If you missed something or if you're tired, inshallah, you may listen to it, inshallah. Number six, indeed, what we see today, that multitudes of people are entering the fold of Islam. Alhamdulillah, a lot of people accepting shahada, like we say. And you, my dear beloved sons and daughters, you witness that sometimes at the masjid, alhamdulillah, people enters into Islam. People who were previously disbelievers, polytheists, people of the book, both Jews and Christians. And this is a clear proof that other religions and philosophies have utterly failed to give peace, comfort, and happiness to people. Muslims then, and especially the callers, those who give da'wah and call, must be active among those nations in calling them to the religion of Allah. But before we do that, we must not forget to exemplify Islam ourselves. So it's very important we practice it in our knowledge and in our behavior. For human beings are in dire need of someone to remove them from the shadows of darkness to the light. By the will of Allah, of course, only Allah guide whom He wills to be successful and to be Muslim. Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech than he who invites man to Allah, to the religion of Allah, and does righteous deeds and says, I am one of the Muslims. Surah Fussilat, that's chapter 41, verse number 33. I ask Allah to make us from those who call to good, and to make us knowledgeable about our religion, just as I ask Him to grant us success when we are calling others to Him. Indeed, Allah is able to grant that, and He is all-powerful over that. May Allah send peace and blessings upon Muhammad, his family, and his companions. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Ashkurukum ahibbati ala husni insatikum wa intibahikum. I really thank you for your patience and for you sitting in this class in a humble manner, almost everyone, inshallah, to the end of this class, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial for all of us and to allow us to learn our religion and to make it easy for us to understand it and to act upon it in a way that is pleasing to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have mercy on our scholars, all of them, those who died, and to shower them His mercy, and to admit them in the highest levels of paradise. And as for our noble scholars who are still alive, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them and to grant them health, sihha wal afiyah, and to continue to increase them in knowledge and to allow us to continue to benefit from them. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. review these notes inshallah ta'ala. Next class is on Monday, as these classes are from Monday to Thursday inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Is it over yet?